From the Financial Times in Tehran, I'm Najmeh Bozorgmeh, Tehran correspondent, and this is FT News. Iranian voters go to the polls on Friday in the first major test of public opinion since last summer's nuclear accord. President Hassan Rouhani is seeking a mandate to press on with long-promised political and economic reforms ahead of next year's presidential elections. Mr. Rouhani's government is run by moderates, but other institutions, such as parliament, are still dominated by conservatives. A win for Rouhani's supporters could weaken the grip of hardliners over parliament, making it easier for the president to implement his reforms, but also raising expectations to a level he might find hard to satisfy. Simultaneous elections to Iran's expert assembly are also crucial because the assembly could be called upon during its eight-year term to select the next supreme leader to replace Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. While Iran's hardliners are well-organized supporters who can be relied on to vote, reformists are struggling to convince their supporters, notably the educated middle class, that their votes will make a difference. Thousands of pro-reform candidates have been barred from running by the country's Guardian Council, a body close to the supreme leader. Some potential voters are reluctant to give legitimacy to what they consider unfair elections. Reformists have launched an online campaign to try convince the large numbers of undecided voters to go to the polls. I went out and about in Tehran to talk to voters about their intentions.
آره من حتما رأی میدم چون فکر میکنم که اون ایدئالایی که دارم از لحاظ اقتصادی سیاسی
Yes, I'll definitely vote because there's no way I can achieve my economic, political, social or cultural objectives if I don't vote, whereas there's a chance that I could attain at least some of them if I do.
و کاندیداهای مورد نظرم خب من لیست اصلاح طلبا رو به همه اونا رأی میدم.
من فکر میکنم که
I'll definitely vote because this is a democratic process. I think all Iranians should vote to reduce the power of the hardliners. I'm concerned about the future. I'm worried that if we do not vote, President Rouhani will not be re-elected next year.
No, I don't vote because the ruling system does not respect my aspirations. I can't see any candidate who will try to fulfill my demands in the parliament.
I usually don't vote because I think the regime decides who should win before the elections. This is just a charade. I don't want any part in it.
I haven't decided yet whether to vote. I'll probably make up my mind on the day. I think voting is pretty pointless, but I can see some parties gaining importance in this election, which makes me more inclined to vote for the reformists and their suggested list.
من به این دلیل میخوام رأی بدم که تا اونجا که میدونم تجربه ثابت کرده که اصلاح طلبا
I intend to vote because experience shows me that the reformists have had the biggest positive impact on the country. When the fundamentalists were in control, we didn't have a very good relationship with the rest of the world. This had a direct impact on my job, which is in tourism. When the reformists are in power, we have better relations with the world and more tourists come.
ولی زمان اصلاحات اصولگراها همیشه این محدودیت وجود داشته.
You heard the voices of Amir, a 30-year-old capital market analyst, Susan, a 57-year-old housewife, Reza, a 43-year-old mine engineer, Katayun, a 36-year-old housewife, Pupak, a 40-year-old private sector employee, and Hussein, a 44-year-old travel agent.
Thank you. The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.